I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 13 through 19. Matthew 18, beginning in verse 13. And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
Good morning. I, along with everyone else, am enjoying all of this wonderful warm weather we're having and hope it lasts longer than the forecasters say, but we'll take the day as it comes. Our lesson this morning is entitled, well, now I've entitled it, Oprah, Eckhart Tolle, and the New Age Jesus. I've changed this thing about three different times. I'm not sure what's on the bulletin, and I've got a different title in my outline, and this is a different one up here. And I may go back and rework it after today and have another title yet, but I'm trying to get the idea before you what we're talking about. In Matthew 24, verses 23 through 26, Jesus talked about at the end of the age of Israel. The nation of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, was about to be destroyed in 70 AD. And Jesus foretold or prophesied in Matthew 24 before he was crucified some of the signs of that event and what they needed to watch out for. And one of them is found in verses 23 through 26. That if there were anyone who claimed to be the Christ at that time, don't believe it nor follow after him, lest you be destroyed. Well, Oprah Winfrey, in her ongoing saga to try to make America a New Age country, is indeed trying to teach a New Age Jesus, and both Marianne Williamson, that she has purported on her radio show on XM Radio, and also the book by Eckhart Tolle, that we see here on the screen, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, which is going to begin an online class. Well, let's go ahead and show this. An online class tomorrow evening, I believe it is. She claims that 300,000 people have signed up for that already, and she's trying to get everybody to sign up for it. It's going to be an online interactive study, and she and Eckhart Tolle are going to be teaching this book that we're looking at this morning. Well, the problem with it is it's chock full of error. There's the fellow doing the teaching, and I don't think I want to trade Jesus Christ for him, or Oprah, or Marianne Williamson, or the lady who's behind the book, A Course in Miracles, Helen Schumann. A lot of the quotes I'm going to be referring to came from the book, A Course in Miracles. We referred back to this in December. If you weren't here and heard that first lesson on Oprah and the New Age concept, you might want to get that sermon and listen to it because it lays the foundation of the New Age movement. This lesson deals more with what that book, A Course in Miracles, says about Jesus and about the things we're talking about today. Cleve sent out an email that had a lot of the same points I'm making in today's lesson, and that's good because I hope everybody gets a copy of that and looks out to see what exactly is being taught. And then at the latter part of our lesson today, we'll mention some of the quotes out of Eckhart Tolle's book. And you can see up in here in the corner that it's in Oprah's book club. Ray was mentioning that apparently on MSNBC that a defender of Jesus Christ was being interviewed, and he was condemning both Oprah and the book for all of the false doctrine that we'll be looking at this morning. I'm glad somebody did, because this is far beyond good, this is very bad. And so you'll see what I'm talking about as we go along here this morning. Again, The Course in Miracles, which is a textbook written by Helen Schumann, claims to have been given to her by Jesus as a little voice spoke to her over a seven-year period, and she dictated his message. And so her book has been taken by Marianne Williamson, and that's her textbook, and then she writes her own book on that basis. So don't confuse the two. If you want to read the textbook, and also there's a workbook with the textbook, we'll be quoting largely from that Course in Miracles by Helen Schumann today. But anybody who follows that concept of the New Age movement is going to use the same principles of belief or faith. Marianne Williamson, who's on FM radio now and is teaching a lesson every day during 2008. So if you're signed up for that class, you get a workbook and a lesson that you do every single day, and you'll see how dangerous this book is. And that's what we're going to be referring to largely today. But again, Jesus warned his disciples in the first century of false Christ when he said in verse 23, "If anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, even if possible, the elect." Even God's people can be deceived by false teaching. Now, I'm not saying Matthew 24 is happening today. Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24, what would happen at the end of Jerusalem? It's already been fulfilled. But the same principle is alive today when you have this New Age Jesus being re-identified or redefined, and we need to be aware of what's going on among us and around us. If Oprah signed up 300,000 participants, then you're going to hear a lot about this in this coming year. If there are a lot of people following Marianne Williamson on XM radio, then that many more people are going to be teaching this doctrine. And their idea basically is to turn the world into this perfect utopia where everybody is nice and loves one another and everybody lives and lets live, basically fulfilling John Lennon's song, Imagine. There's no government, no religion, no rules. Everybody just lives and lets live and everybody's happy and everything's just perfect. That age will never come, and I'll tell you why as we go through our lesson. First of all, Jesus has not arrived with some new revelation because his message was once for all delivered to the saints, as Jude 3 says. Jesus himself sealed this when he said through the Apostle Paul, "Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other doctrine in you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if anyone brings any other message to you than that which we have delivered unto you, let him be accursed or anathema or separated from God." That's going to be true whether it's talking about A Course in Miracles or it's talking about Jehovah's Witness or talking about Seventh-day Adventist or talking about the Mormons. They all claim to have new revelations, and none of them have been able to produce the truth behind that. So we have to be aware. But what is this New Age Jesus supposed to be saying through Helen Schumann in her book, A Course in Miracles? Well, one quote is, "God is in everything I see." That statement is found in the Course in Miracles Combined Volume Workbook, page 45. Well, that's teaching nothing less than pantheism. And by the way, this Eckhart Tolle book, I'll say it again later in the lesson, but in case I lose you by that time, all Eckhart Tolle's book is pop psychology and Eastern religion mixed. And in addition to that, redefining Christianity. So when you see these things, there's very much in common with Buddhism or Hinduism. Those are Eastern religions, and they've been teaching this stuff for thousands of years, so this is nothing new. But to say God is in everything I see is teaching pantheism, that God is in everything and everything's in God. And by the way, where's that headed? Well, you and I are beings, so God's in us and we're God too. Another quote, "The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself." Can you imagine anybody being that egotistical? But again, it's in the textbook on page 147, A Course in Miracles. That's nothing less than idolatry or self-worship, which fits in perfectly with humanism that has been used over the last 30 years to indoctrinate our young people. And so it's very natural for the younger generation now to hear this New Age stuff and to see Miss Nice Oprah on TV, and they're talking about all the good that they do, and it's the country is very fertile for this kind of religion. That's what makes it extremely dangerous. The only problem is, you and I are not God. You know, that's not the first time that's happened. All the way back in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 2, God made a prophecy against the king of Tyre and said, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god. So anybody that teaches this New Age doctrine and says God's in you and you are God and God is in yourself is just as egotistical as the king of Tyre whom God destroyed. And God will destroy anyone who does the same today. Which tells you another symptom of America. We're talking about in this election year how depression is about to hit and how disaster is about to come upon us. But folks, we are still the most blessed nation in America. We're the most spoiled people in the world. We're so richly blessed that we don't really understand what doing without really means. And if we think life would end because our lifestyle were to go down 1,000 notches, we still wouldn't be as bad off as most people in the world are today. But the problem with that, and God warned Israel back in the Old Testament, when you enter into a land and you have plenty and your hearts are full and lifted up, then you will turn away from God. That's what's happening in America. We are so rich and so affluent, and we have seen so little disaster in our lifetimes that now we begin to think, well, I'm a New Age God, and I just want to be that kind of person. I want the world to center around me. I want to have everything cater to me. And you think about how our society is built that way. And humanism teaches you're the center of your universe. You're important. Now, everybody else is important, but you're important and he's important. But what the humanist idea is, we all have our own little universe and we all live in it, and hopefully we won't bump into each other along the way. And that's just so far-fetched from what reality and Christianity is teaching. But you see how this New Age religion fits in very well. Another quote, the oneness of the Creator and the creation is your wholeness, your sanity, and your limitless power. Well, you have to let that one sink in for a while, because what's it saying? Well, the Creator is God, but the Creator is the creation, according to Eastern religions and New Age. So the oneness of the Creator and the creation, and what that means according to their philosophy, is the Creator is the universe, and the universe is the Creator. Anything material in this universe is God and part of God. Pantheism. And that's your wholeness. So your job to maintain your sanity and to understand your limitless power is to try as hard as you can to become one with the material universe in which you live. We talked about this in our last lesson, and that was something taught back in the 70s, and of course is being taught again today. The problem is the Bible teaches that oneness is found in the fact that all mankind came from God, but God is separate from creation which he made. Acts 17:26 says, God has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. So there is a oneness between all humanity because we're made in God's image. We are his creation. He is the molder. We are the clay. But that's not what New Age is teaching. Obviously, you can see the difference. God wants unity of all mankind, but that unity is found in Jesus Christ and in the salvation offered by Christ. Where he said, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. We're all saved the same way. We're all on the same platform and the same level, and we're all going to be redeemed in the same method. And that's the oneness that the Bible teaches. Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17 teaches the biblical oneness, and that is that we find it in the cross of Jesus Christ. For he himself is our peace. I'm for world peace, but on a biblical basis. I'm for tolerance of others. I believe God, in giving mankind free will, has given him the right to choose. But then reality says he has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, so making peace. A peace without the true recognition of the one true living God is never going to be peace. Biblical peace says that we are united, all mankind in one, in Christ Jesus, and we all worship God. We don't worship the universe. Another quote is in this book, A Course in Miracles, there is no sin. Now, if you want to buy the book, by the way, you can find it at Barnes & Noble. I think it's a blue-covered textbook, very thick. It would take you about a year or two to get through it all, but you can go back and read these things, and it just re-identifies and redefines every aspect of religion, in Christianity in particular. And, of course, these New Age people realize that saying that you have sinned, and this is a big thing for Oprah. If you've been watching her TV shows, she's all big about you learning to accept yourself and really being in love with yourself. And I recognize we need positive attitudes, and there's a lot of people, in spite of all their physical wealth, are inside very hurt and pained. But I don't think turning ourselves into God is going to solve these problems. But they teach there is no sin. Well, that's a lie very much like what Satan said in the Garden of Eden. Has God said that you shall not eat of all these trees? Well, we can eat of every tree we want except one. But if we eat of that tree, and the day we eat of it, we'll surely die. And that would be what? Sin entering the world. And what did Satan say? You shall not surely die. There is no sin. Well, that's who's teaching this doctrine. It may have the name of Oprah, but it's Satan behind it all. Romans 3:23 says, not only is sin a reality, it says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Universal sin is a universal problem. 275 times in 236 New Testament verses, sin is mentioned. So if you take New Age religion and try to rewrite Christianity, you're going to have to rewrite the whole book. And don't be fooled by their little speech that says, oh, well, Christianity is good too. You know, we believe in all, the good of all religions, and we're for Christianity, and we're for Jesus. That's a bunch of baloney. They're trying to whistle past the graveyard. They believe in a Jesus that is not in the New Testament. They deny the very doctrines that Jesus Christ is all about, as we'll see. And I'll mention a few of these verses on sin. Matthew 1:21, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall what? Save his people from their sin. If there's no sin, then there's no need for a Jesus. Jesus means Savior. So the very coming of Jesus in the world, the very core belief of who Jesus is, has to do with the fact that you and I do sin, that we have sin, and that we need to be saved from our sin. Matthew 3 and verse 6, as John the Baptist and Jesus began preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the followers of Jesus and John were baptized in Jordan confessing what? Their sins, which don't exist. If you're Eckhart Tolle, or if you're Marianne Williamson, or Oprah Winfrey, or Helen Schumann. Matthew 5:29-30, Jesus says, better get rid of your right eye or your right hand than let that eye or that hand cause you to sin and lose your soul in hell. Matthew 9, verses 2 through 6, Jesus forgave the paralytic of his sins. Did he have any? Matthew 9:13, Jesus said, I came to call sinners to repentance. Are we? Matthew 26:28, the very Lord's Supper that we observed as a memorial. Memorial of what? That Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3. And Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of what? Sins. There's no harmony between this new age religion and Christianity, folks. And anybody who claims to be a gospel preacher or a believer in Christ or a professor of the Bible and says new age and Oprah Winfrey and what they're doing here is good is another liar. There's no need trying to soft soap this and make it sound any better. It's just rotten to the core, so far as any gospel preacher, any Christian should be concerned. Jesus said, if you do not believe in me, you will die in your sins. So how audacious for somebody to come along and say, well, you know, I got a new revelation from Jesus. And he said, we need it in this current age. And I spent 7 years listening to Jesus, or I believe it was Jesus, a little inner voice in my head, and I wrote down for 7 years. Do you remember what Christianity did in the first century when it introduced what the world viewed as a new religion? They sent out the apostles, and signs followed them in order to prove that they were from God. Do you think Helen Schuman came up with any miracles like raising the dead, causing the blind to see, the paralyzed to be able to walk again? Do you think Eckhart Tolle has any such thing as that? Marianne Williamson, Oprah Winfrey? All the good they claim to have done, they're actually doing it because that professes to promote their religion. So they may have a lot of good works connected with their religion, but those good works do not offset the damage that's being done by this false doctrine. To say there is no sin says we don't need Jesus. If Jesus did come, he's not who he claimed to be. If he is who he claimed to be, then New Age is completely wrong. Look how many times the Bible, the book of Acts, talks about the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2:38, when they learned they crucified the Son of God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Acts 3:19. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when these times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 10 and verse 43, where again they go out and preach the gospel to the Gentile world. And Peter and the other apostles preach the message. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Look at Acts 13 and verse 38. Therefore let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. Acts 22:16. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized to wash away your sins. Yes, Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. Well, this Course in Miracles goes on to say the atonement is the final lesson he, talking about man, need learn, for it teaches him that never having sinned, he has no need of salvation. And you know, telling people, according to these New Age professors, that you are a sinner, that you have violated God's law, and that hell waits, is doing all kinds of psychological damage. Well, if it is, then we need to blame God for it. Or else the whole Bible is not even real. The Bible says sin does exist. Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. The Apostle Paul said, if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more now having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom now we have received the reconciliation. Reconciliation means we were God's enemy, but by the blood of Christ we've been made God's friend, and we are now one again. New Age says you never were an enemy of God. You never did do anything wrong. You just need to realize that you in fact are God, and that you're part of God himself, who is the whole universe we live in. Of course, if that's true, you're sitting on God right now. So don't kick the floor, don't step on an ant, because you wouldn't want to hurt one of your relatives. How absurd. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Again, talking about needing to be reconciled and having the damage of our relationship with God repaired. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. How could you say Christianity is a good religion if man never sinned? But then the book goes on to say a slain Christ has no meaning. Did Jesus tell Helen Schuman to write that? And if so, how come Jesus didn't know better 2,000 years ago? When he died on the cross for our sins, which now we realize we don't have. Why didn't Jesus know 2,000 years ago that we're all God? It just doesn't make sense. And again, they write, the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. Would you call that blasphemy? Now remember, folks, as we're going through this, this is the doctrine that is being taught by Oprah Winfrey, signing up everybody she possibly can. Now, what's that tell you about that lady? Is she a good person? How can she be and blaspheme my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Again, the book says, do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. Well, how many songs will we rip out of our songbook if we took the word cross out of our vocabulary? But you know what the Bible says in Philippians 3, 18 and 19, and this applies even though he was talking about materialistic Jews who didn't believe in Jesus in the first century, it applies to every New Age believer you can think of right now, including Oprah Winfrey. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. There's the problem, folks. When you want to make this world heaven, and you want to take this world and turn it into a love fest of humanity. We tried that in the Garden of Eden. It didn't work. We're not going to go back there now. Then what you're really doing is making your belly your God, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. And so that's what Paul said about the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are what? Perishing. But to us who are saved, what is it? Anybody know? The power of God. Galatians 6:14, Paul said, but God forbid that I should boast. But New Age says, you need to boast because you are God. God is in you. You need to redeem yourself in your mind and realize that you're everything. And if you think I'm making this up, you wait till we get to some quotes from the book. But Christianity says man is a sinner. He is an enemy of God. He needs to be redeemed. He needs to be made a better being by the forgiveness and the transformation in his mind from God. So Paul said, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In one sense, I'm thankful for this movement because it's going to open our eyes up to these passages that we've probably taken for granted for so many years. How beautiful they are. Jesus Christ reconciled all men to himself by the cross, and Christianity is a universal religion. There's not a need for another one. Now let me show you some specific quotes from Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. You see how presumptuous that title is? You read my book, and I'll tell you what life's all about. Well, on page 71, he said, the truth is inseparable from who you are. Yes, you are the truth. If you look for it elsewhere, you will be deceived every time. The very being that you are is truth. And then he quotes Jesus to defend this. Jesus tried to convey that when he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. But according to that, the reason he was that is because he realized his inner being as being God. If you'll realize what he realized, you'll be the way, the truth, and the life. And a matter of fact, we're all the way, the truth, and the life. And if you believe anything other than that, then you're deceived every time. Well, you talk about conceited. Again, on the same page, he said, Jesus speaks of the innermost I am, the essence, identity of every man and woman, every life form, in fact. Well, that's pantheism. But it's also very blasphemous because the greatest name that God has ever claimed for himself is the name I Am. The name Jehovah, even though we're not absolutely sure of its etymology, is believed to have gone back to the original form of that phrase, I am that I am. The Jews revered the name Jehovah so much they would not utter it and they would not write it. And in our English Bibles, that's why The name Lord, capital L, small caps O-R-D, is substituted for Jehovah. You can get your American Standard Bible out and you'll see where Jehovah appears because they went ahead and translated it. But it's the most sacred, the most holy, the most awesome name of God. And only God can claim that name for himself. And yet Eckhart Tolle and now Oprah Winfrey are going to be teaching people beginning tomorrow night, 300,000 strong so far, that you are I Am. That's who you are. You're I Am. You're God. You're eternal. You're going to change forms as you go through these different life metamorphoses, but you're God. You're eternal. Page 71, he speaks of the life that you are. Some Christian mystics have called it the Christ within. Buddhists call it your Buddha nature. For Hindus, it is Atman, the indwelling God. And that shows you the true nature of New Age doctrine. It's simply the old rehashing of the Eastern religion, whether it's Hinduism or Buddhism. And it was wrong back before Jesus Christ came on the earth, and it's wrong now. Tolle's doctrine is sheer blasphemy. It fits well with humanism, as I've already said, and his book is little more than a combination of Eastern religion and pop psychology. And if you need some pop psychology, there's some good thoughts in that book. But if you want to trade that in for your New Testament, you can just leave me out. I'm not going to do it. The New Testament is so far deeper and richer and better than any book that talks about this New Age doctrine. But folks, man is not God. In Hebrews 2, 6 and 7, it says, one testified in a certain place saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the work of your hands. That's a quote in Hebrews of Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. You'll see it also in Psalm 144:3 and Job 7:17. It gives us the order of man's rank. That man not only is not God, he's not even an angel. He's made a little lower than the angels. And when Jesus took on humanity, he took upon himself this statement, and it was used in reference to him. But the Bible says man is mortal and finite. And Ecclesiastes 12:7 says that when we die, our bodies will return to the dust as it was, and our spirit will return to God who gave it. New Age doctrine teaches that we'll just be reincarnated into something else. Man is and ought to be subject to God. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on the earth and things under the earth. That every knee will bow to Jesus Christ, the glory of God the Father. But every New Age person who thinks he's the great I Am is going to bow to God and bow to the name Jesus Christ, their own condemnation. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31 says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Jesus is God. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1 and see what the Bible says about one who really is God. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 5 through 7, God is greater than the angels. For which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? So again, the New Age people will say, well, doesn't the Bible teach that we're all sons of God? Didn't Jesus himself, while he was on the earth, say, I am God, and quoted the Old Testament Psalm? And the answer is yes. We all, as human beings, are little gods in the sense that we are in God's image, made. But when the Bible says of Jesus, you are my son, today I have begotten you, he gives to Jesus the title of the only begotten Son of God, and there's only one of those. Again, verse 5, I will be to him a father, he shall be to me a son. Verse 6, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, verse 7, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, verse 8, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. And again, you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. Remember what that book said, The Course of Miracles? That the Creator and the creation are one and the same thing? That there is a perfect oneness between the two? But the Bible says Jesus is the great I am. Repeatedly in John 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Chapter 7, verse 29, I am from Him, that is the Father. Chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. Verse 18, I am one who bears witness of myself. Verse 23, He said, I am from above, you are from beneath. There's a difference between God, the only begotten Son of God, and humanity. Verses 24 and 28 of John 8 say, I am. He is italicized, which means it's supplied. Jesus is literally saying, I am. Most assuredly, I say to you, John 8, 58, before Abraham was, I am. The Jews understood what Jesus was saying. He's saying, I'm Jehovah. I'm the one true God. In chapter 10, he says, I'm the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection of the life, chapter 10 and verse 25. You could preach a whole sermon on each one of these claims, and there's more in John chapter 10 that time would not allow us to mention. But you look at all of those things, and then you say, that's who I am? That within me is the eternal? That I'm God, I just don't know it yet? And that I can be my own bread of life, I can be my own light, I can bear witness of myself, that I am from above? It doesn't fit, folks. And again, in verses, or pages 69 and 70 of Eckhart Tolle's book, here's what he says about Christianity. The history of Christianity is, of course, a prime example of how the belief that you are in sole possession of the truth, that is to say, right, can corrupt your actions and behavior to the point of insanity. For centuries, torturing and burning people alive if their opinion diverged even the slightest from church doctrine or narrow interpretations of Scripture, the truth, was considered right because the victims were wrong. Well, here's where we need to realize that when he says Christianity, he's not talking about Christianity, he's talking about Catholicism. And I'm opposed to that too. Jesus Christ told the Apostle Peter, put your sword up in its place. The sword has no place in Christianity. We don't have to defend with the sword Christianity. And those who in the name of Christianity have done so are just as wrong as Eckhart Tolle. In this book, in this chapter he's talking about, he's trying to get people to realize you can't say there's a right or there's a wrong, because when you say I'm right and you're wrong, that creates friction, and friction creates war, and war is the opposite of peace. And so you can't say I'm right and you're wrong. What you've got to learn to say is we're all right. Unless the fellow who says you're wrong, because he can't be right. So that means everybody's not right. Let me think about that a while. See how absurd that is? They want everybody to say everybody's okay, everybody's right. You have your own revelation. We have all of our own religions. They're all okay. But the guy who stands up and says, well, my religion says you're wrong, well, he's out. But isn't that Eckhart Tolle telling me I'm wrong? And isn't that making him wrong? Now we've got friction. It's his fault. Christianity does teach tolerance. Jesus Christ said, my kingdom's not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight. I'm not for destroying others because they don't believe in Christianity. I don't think we should punish them physically or mentally or morally. Christianity is a religion of peace. Yet at the same time, Christianity demands that we stand for the truth. And when Jesus Christ said, I am the truth, it's my job as a believer and a professor of Christianity to defend Jesus Christ. In chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, it says, sometimes you get your tongue tangled. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And that's New Age, folks. Because they put themselves in the place of God, saying that they are God. And the Bible says our job as Christians is to take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and cast down every argument and everything that high thing that exalts itself against the name and the glory and the honor of God. And that's what New Age people are doing. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Yes, God will be the one who takes care of the punishment. I'm satisfied to do that and let Him do that. Well, Eckhart Tolle's book also teaches, since we don't have time this morning, that there's one absolute truth, and that absolute truth is you. He teaches love is absolute oneness within. You'll have to read the book to figure out what that means. I don't know. He reinterprets Jesus' statement that we should deny ourselves. He teaches that the source of all energy is actually within. And that's all New Age, which is all Eastern religion, which is all really idolatry. New Age religion teaches materialism, humanism, Eastern religion, reincarnation, energy within, and you are God in those segments. It is false to the core, it is blasphemous, it is idolatrous, and it is extremely dangerous if our friends and neighbors begin to believe this stuff. Oprah is teaching it to at least 300,000 people online beginning tomorrow. She's been teaching it since January the 1st on the XM radio. You're going to hear more about this, and you need to educate yourself to it, because the Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The irony is, the book that is behind all of this, A Course in Miracles, didn't work one miracle before it professed to come from Jesus himself. God forbid. Defend Christianity. Defend my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the one true and living God who died for your sins on the cross according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, that he rose again the third day. I want eternal life and I want heaven, but not here on this earth. Not in this material world, because that's too finite. I hope and pray that you'll believe what the Bible teaches and that you'll spread the good news of the gospel, because it is so vastly different from what we've been seeing today. The irony is that some professed Christians, you remember in the last lesson, I think I raised the question in my own mind, that what about Robert Schuller and the Crystal Cathedral? It began to dawn on me that maybe his positive thinking religion was based in Eastern religion. Well, it turns out that's exactly right. Did you realize that Robert Schuller has already had on his program, TV program, a fellow by the name of Dr. Gerald Jampolsky, a book entitled Love is Letting Go of Fear, and that book introduces you to a new age, a new course in miracles on his TV show, The Hour of Power. He's done it already at least twice, probably a lot more than that. So Robert Schuller is a traitor to Christianity, and we need to be careful about that as well. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, that he rose from the grave the third day and ascended into heaven, and that he's now Lord of lords and King of kings? If you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, recognizing that you do have sin, sin being a violation of God's law, that if you stand in the judgment day with sin on your soul, that you'll be condemned to eternal hell. That's what the Bible teaches. That's bad news. The good news is that Jesus came to redeem you by his blood and wash away those sins. But you have to believe those things. You have to accept Jesus Christ. You have to obey the conditions of salvation in order to become a child of God. If you will recognize these things and let God humble you in that recognition, after you've been forgiven and made a child of God, then he will lift you up. From that day on, Christianity is a walk upward and onward in the truly high things of Christianity. And that's where we want to go, and that's where we want to take you. But don't be fooled or deceived by the doctrines of this world, by people who are preaching what they think is freedom, but actually they're preaching corruption. Accept Jesus Christ, the real one. Accept Christianity, the truth. And do not compromise with the doctrines of the religions of this world. They are false. If you're a child of God and you've done that already and you need to make a public confession of sins you may have in your life, come to Jesus Christ and be one with him again while we stand and sing.